USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many as 500,000 people are expected to take part in the 47th annual anti-abortion March for Life in Washington shortly. President Trump will be there as well. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
Besides the massive turnout in Washington, similar events are occurring in every state across the country. The March for Life is held every year near the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. President Donald Trump's address will be historic as he becomes the first U.S. president to directly address the March for Life.
Police in Houston now say at least two people were killed in a massive explosion at a Houston business this morning. They say a criminal investigation's begun, though they stress there's been no evidence that it was a terrorist attack or a deliberate act, but they're covering all their bases. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.